It takes every kind of people to make the world go round.
Oh, it does. I love that song. It's such a great song, and it was written in the 80s. It's so ahead of its time. It takes every kind of people to make the world go round. It really does. And I use that song actually as an intro for Chamber Chat. And it does take all kinds of people to make a chamber work. Nicole DeShaff is with the chamber. She does all kinds of things with the chamber. What is your exact title?
That's a really good question. Yeah. Director of Talent and Business Initiatives.
Love it. You're so funny. You just off the air, you said February is 70 days long.
Only in Michigan.
I'm so tired. I was telling you about the various snow pants I have. I have one pair of black and a pair in burgundy.
There you go.
I wear them every day. You can hear me walk down the hall. How was your drive-in? I'm so happy you're
here. It was a little slower than I expected. Thank you again, Michigan weather.
Well, thank you.
Because we were
here.
Missing snow, right? We need one more morning of it.
I know. So much to look forward to, though. We're one day closer to spring, all right? That's one thing. I want to ask you quickly, and then we'll talk about some things coming up. But you were at that Paul Eisley event, right?
Yes.
Where he talked about the economy and whatnot here in Ottawa County. I heard it was fabulous.
It was fabulous. Okay. Not only was it sold out, so it was great to walk into a room with 175 people.
It was sold out.
We had to open up an additional 25 seats.
Wow.
They still sold out, so it was great energy in the room.
Yeah.
A lot of people really looking forward to working together in this coming year to make our local economy and community better. Mm-hmm. So that was really exciting.
Yeah, when Dr. Paul Eisley speaks, people show up. That is a fact. So what exactly do you do for the chamber?
So I get to work with a number of community-focused initiatives, mm-hmm. talent development initiatives.
Mm-hmm.
One that I'm in the middle of working on that I'm really excited about is our upcoming Community Impact Day.
Yeah,
it's going to be held on May 13th this year.
Okay.
So it is a state chamber, and this year new, we're inviting national chambers to join us as well.
Oh.
So chambers across the country are joining forces on the afternoon of May 13th. To give back to our local nonprofits.
Okay.
So we are encouraging and asking all of our local nonprofits who have a little bit of work that they need some help with to please let us know.
Yeah.
Call up, register a project, and we will do the heavy lifting of recruiting volunteers that will show up from the hours of 1 to 4.
Okay.
And do that work for you.
So what kind of work are you talking about, though?
So a lot of our local nonprofits ask us, it's spring, right? May 13th. We do a lot of garden cleanup, of mulch spreading.
I believe it.
But our volunteers love that work.
Mm-hmm.
But it really can be anything.
Okay.
We have nonprofit offices that really can't afford housekeeping. So this is their once a year annual deep clean. We can send a team of people in and take care of annual deep clean.
I love this.
We have a new project that just registered yesterday with Action Club. We're mm-hmm. going to be packing up kits, food kits and game kits for children in need. And
you're
so
kidding.
No, it's so much amazing work. We have so many nonprofits in our area.
Mm-hmm.
And this is an opportunity not only to get that extra help, but really to give some focus.
Yeah.
Let us know what you're doing.
Okay.
And we can help you spread the word about the good work you're doing.
Yeah.
So yeah, any project is open to being helped with.
Okay,
we've got teams who like to do some heavy lifting, so some construction projects. If we got a couple small teams that are prepared to tackle that.
Yeah.
But anything, like I said, as small as an office deep clean, we'll do it.
Okay. That's awesome. That's awesome that you guys do that. I absolutely love that. And, maybe what that does is it just makes other people want to step up and volunteer as well within their own organizations. But this is a specific chamber day.
Hosted by the chamber, yes. But it's a great opportunity. We have a lot of our members who will use this as a team building opportunity.
Okay, I was going to say, because I'd like to do something with you guys on that day. So maybe I'll contact Central Park Players and see if they need any help in their costume room organizing or something like that. Because they're a nonprofit.
They're a nonprofit, exactly.
Yeah.
And that type of work is absolutely. So, yes, if you've got a connection there, let them know that we are ready and willing to put together a team of people to help them accomplish whatever work they need to get done.
There are so many nonprofits in the area, first of all. And secondly, I'm sure you see this. I've been covering Ottawa County. It's almost 20 years now, and I've never seen a more generous county in my entire life. That is the truth.
Agreed. And I think, and that's what I love about Community Impact Day and having one organization shine a light on all of these nonprofits is what we hear quite a bit from our volunteers is like, I didn't know this existed.
Wow.
I didn't know that this was a need that that was here, if I knew, yes, absolutely, I can sign up and help. And that's what having, you know, a nonprofit reach out to us and let us be your megaphone.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when people are aware of what a need is, people will always step up.
Yeah, they will. They will. It really is amazing. Lots of things happening with the Chamber in February. There's the Bash at 100 Group on the 12th. On the 17th, Coffee and Council, 2026 in Practice. How are new laws? How are they playing out? The 17th, this is awesome. You guys are going to take over happy hour at New Holland Distilling Company. That's a
this
hoot.
This one, yeah, so this is new for us this
Hello.
Year. We're trying it, and it's going to be so much fun. So you do not need to register. Please just join us in mm-hmm. sharing some love with some of our local businesses. We're going to be there. So please come join us and see what some of these great businesses have to offer.
I
so just come hang out with us.
I love it. And then the early bird breakfast, you have those. That'll be on the 20th. I mean, you're always doing something. People can click on a calendar
please
for a
calendar,
of events. Yeah. And, you know, one of the things that I've noticed doing Chamber Chat, I've learned so much about what it is the Chamber does, but I've learned so much about area businesses and how you guys all help each other out. You really do.
It is a great community feel here.
You
yes.
know?
It's great. I, you know, I was in one local restaurant over the weekend
yeah.
and they were wearing the swag from their neighbor across the street.
Oh,
and
see, how
I
cool is that?
I love that.
That's so cool.
We all get better together.
Well, I hope the next time I see you that you're wearing spring wear and
flip flops.
Yeah, maybe. No boots, no coat, nothing. Okay.
Agreed.
Okay. And we'll be looking out there and we'll be talking about the beach the next time we talk. I hope anyway.
I hope so too.
We're one day closer to spring. This has been Chamber Chat.